As many outdoorsy Vermonters are discovering, ticks are in plentiful supply this summer. Bad news for humans at risk for disease, but the bumper crop is providing ample specimens to study and, amazingly, to dissect with some really tiny scalpels. VPR's Charlotte Albright takes us to a lab at Linden State College.
Charlie Delaney is a big guy, but he has nimble fingers and steady hands. He needs them. Wearing purple rubber gloves and a turquoise scrub suit at Linden State, he's slicing through a live tick.
I'm going to start by making a lateral cut across the head, just to kill the tick first of all, and that makes it easier getting in there.
What he wants to extract is the nearly invisible gut, because that will yield lots of clues about this critter and how it might infect a human. Delaney, an intern working at Linden State this summer, is practicing on dog ticks before he moves on to the more valuable target of this research study, deer ticks. As Delaney's biology professor Ellen Giese explains, the aim is to see a whole range of diseases, not just Lyme, the ticks might be bringing into Vermont on their northward migration.
And we want to find out if the microorganisms you find residing in ticks change over the course of how long a population's been established.
Partnering with researchers at the University of Vermont and the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, Giese is currently studying ticks he and Delaney have collected this summer, wearing special tick-resistant clothing, from Brattleboro and Barnet. They want to see if they are different from ticks that have been established much longer on Cape Cod.
My training is as an ecologist. I don't have medical training per se. And I'm very interested in using these projects to understand how tick populations expand. And the information we get about the microbiomes can help us answer questions about how ticks are reaching new areas.
By microbiome, Giese means the colony of microorganisms that live in that tiny tick gut. Proteins and fats are washed away from the tissue until all that's left is DNA. Through a sequencing process, the tick DNA will be matched to other DNA already in the Vermont Genetics Network, which is partially sponsoring this research.
So we don't have to know in advance what we're looking for. We just sequence all the DNA, and the computer tells us what we found. The beauty is you sometimes find things that you never would have known to look for, and that allows you to start thinking about what the implications might be for people.
Giese says scientists already know that ticks carry serious diseases other than Lyme, but to aid the medical profession, they need to know more about those bacteria and how they may evolve during migration. They also need to know what else could be lurking in a tick gut that so far has escaped detection. So Giese and Delaney will spend some picture-perfect summer days at a windowless, air-filtered workstation handling the very germs the rest of us are trying to avoid. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.